The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yesterday on the show, people might remember we spoke to Sophie Cole, a teacher in Cork, who shared her story with us about how she was attacked in her classroom. Take a little listen.
I was assaulted in the classroom and I sustained a severe injury to my left hand, which left me with complex regional pain syndrome. And it's known as the world's most painful incurable condition. It's a disorder that affects the nervous system. But what's really, really important here is to note that I am one of thousands of teachers or SNAs assaulted. And as well, that the children are not to blame here. The government have failed to provide adequate access to multidisciplinary teams and services.
That was just a little bit of what Sophie Cole had to say to us yesterday. If you want to listen back to that interview in full, it's available as a podcast. It's up on the News Talk app. Colette Butler is with me now. Colette is a principal of Carra Junior School, a mild to moderate ASD school. Colette, you're welcome to the show. I think a lot of people would have been surprised listening to Sophie's story. They would have been shocked by maybe what happened to her, but surprised that, according to the INTO, about 60% of teachers have experienced an assault in the classroom, and I think it climbs to over 90% in a special school. You're probably one of those not surprised.
No, not surprised at all, Kieran. And I suppose part of that is the resilience of staff in special schools who on a daily basis go in and they take the odd slap and the odd pinch and everything else, and they take it as part of their job. It's only when things become escalated that we start reporting, and it shouldn't be the way. It shouldn't be the way.
Could you give us a sense of the type of things that are happening on a daily basis in schools?
Well, I suppose today, and we do stringent recording of any incidents today, and this is staff, I might add, because we had pupils who were doing had self-injurious behaviour, but I'm not counting that because there was numerous incidents of that today. But today I had a member of staff who had a headbutt to the stomach. Another one was pulled down, twisting her back badly, scratches that break the skin. They're not just a mild scratch. Attempted bites, hair pulling. That's today. And that wasn't a bad day today.
God, that's not a bad day. That's a decent day.
Yeah. I'd say from staff, I only had 4 reports today.
Wow. Okay. I think that's kind of an eye-opener. Certainly it is for me, and I assume for lots of people listening. Can I ask this? I just got to put it bluntly, because I know it's the question people will ask at home. Is it the case that some of the students shouldn't be in the school?
No, I wouldn't say. We've 72 pupils in our school, and every one of them has a right to be there. And I know there are instances where a child does need to be on a reduced day because there isn't the staff to manage it. But in my school, we can manage what we have. I certainly know that the behaviours would be reduced significantly if we had therapists within our schools.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. So the premise we're coming from is that all of these children, they've got a right, like any other child in the state, to be educated, to go to school, but that they maybe need more support to do it, and that support is lacking. Is that a fair description?
Absolutely. And I suppose the children, Kieran, the children that are very challenging at school, then the state needs to step up with more teaching staff, more SNA support. Because sometimes, for instance, in my school, I have a child who may need 2, sometimes 3 staff at times. And that means the other 5 children in the room are dealing with 1 staff. And all our children, well, most of our children are nonverbal. They need certainly very close attention. So when 3 staff out of 4 are with 1 pupil, they're suffering. So I suppose it's not only therapists, it's the government needs to listen to schools. And if they want to have challenging children in school, then they need to support those schools with extra resourcing.
And is it a case then of of more staff in the classroom, or just reducing that ratio by reducing the number of students in the room and increasing the number of classes, as it were? You know, when you're talking about children with additional needs, is it easier to manage when there's fewer in the room and you just have more rooms?
Yes, ideally that would be the case. I suppose, that presents another problem in terms of logistics and housing and everything.
Yeah.
There's no easy solution, but I suppose really listening to the people on the ground, the principals of special schools, the staff in special schools, listening to those people would be a great start.
Do you think you're not being listened to?
No, I think the voice, particularly of special schools, has been diluted with the growing, and, I have to commend the government in terms of inclusion and the growth in ASD classes, etc. I know they've pumped millions into special ed, but meanwhile, we feel like we're being sidelined because we are specialists.
So the focus is too much on the resource teaching and the extra supports in so-called mainstream schools.
I think to a certain extent, but then I don't want to backlash.
I know you're not having a go at them.
They also need the support as well. But I suppose we are a specialist school. Our staff put up with it. I don't want the wrong terminology, because they are able and willing to come to work every day, and they do a fantastic job under very difficult circumstances sometimes. And I suppose we need to be treated in a different manner, because we are dealing with different problems.
Tell me a little bit about how extra therapists would have the situation.
Well, I suppose in my school specifically, children with ASD, 80% of my children are nonverbal. So communication is huge. Early intervention in communication is the goal. And it's not happening. And behaviour is a form of communication. And that's where we're seeing an increase in behaviours, because it's sheer frustration from the child not able to communicate what they need to. So in my circumstance, on-site or certainly a shared SLT with, for instance, a special school. Cork alone has 13 special schools. We could share a base of therapists amongst us alone. It seems to be, from my point of view, it seems to be a very easy solution, is give us the therapists, we will divide them out amongst ourselves, and we will have therapists on the ground and in schools.
And I'm sure you've made that representation to, the powers that be. How has it been received?
We're constantly making those representations. I've been principal for 3 years. Often told, it's coming. I'm still waiting. That's how it is. I suppose there's a real problem is that therapists are coming from the health service, but we're educationalists. We need them under the Department of Education.
Okay. When you were in the classroom teaching Colette, this is something obviously you would have had to deal with then on a daily basis yourself, in much the same way you described those incidents that your staff are dealing with just today. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I suppose because being in the classroom is fairly recent to me, and I do try to keep myself grounded with the staff in the sense that I can't forget what it was like, because I know myself I would have visited a physiotherapist at least fortnightly when I was in the classroom. Since I've left, that's decreased to maybe once every 6 months. And that's the level of stress that people's bodies are under, because you're going into a situation on a daily basis where you know that you can be hurt.
So those fortnightly visits were as a result of injuries in the classroom?
Yeah, a build up and tension and stress in my body.
And over the 20 years, were there patterns to it? Did it fluctuate? Were there? What I'm asking really is, was there a time that the situation was better?
Yes, when there was access to therapists. I suppose when I started my journey in special ed, I was privileged to be one of the privileged few that knew of there was an SLT on site. We had an OT 2 days a week. If you had a problem that was escalating, you could have a multi-D team, which consisted of an ed psych, OT, SLT. And I'd say within the space of 2 to 3 weeks, you could have those people around the table. Now that can take months to happen. And generally when there's a crisis.
And just OT is occupational therapist and SLT is speech and language therapist. Yep. So all of the different types of therapists, the therapeutics that kids would need on hand.
Yeah, or certainly you could get those people together within the space of a month. Whereas now you are looking at severe crisis level to get that sort of input or those people round a table.
How long would it take? If you wanted, let me just imagine you went into the classroom tomorrow and you decided, we need to sit down here and come up with some sort of strategy in the school, a therapeutic strategy. And I want to sit down with a speech and language therapist, an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, you name it. How long would it take to get everyone around the table?
Ballpark, certainly 6 weeks, I would imagine. And this, Kieran, is when you have crisis levels. I'm talking staff being injured on a daily basis.
Okay,
it has to be elevated before you'd get all them people around the table quickly.
Okay. Well, I think much like listening to Sophie yesterday, people might be surprised to hear some of the detail that you shared, Colette, because it's possibly a story that's flown under the radar to a degree, because most of us, and we're lucky and touch wood, that we don't have direct experience, of this on a daily basis. And daily being the operative word, it seems, from speaking to you and speaking to Sophie, that this is just going on up and down the country in all of those special schools. And actually, it's only a couple of weeks ago on this show, we were talking about a lack of spaces in special schools. So maybe that speaks to another point you made about a feeling of neglect from government. It echoes that story as well. Listen, thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us, Colette. We really, really appreciate it. Colette Butler is the principal of Cara Junior School, their mild to moderate ASD school. As a parent, says this listener, and carer of two now adults with additional needs, and while I have huge respect for teachers and SNAs, it must always be remembered that all challenging behaviour is a result of disability, and behavioural OT and SLT are very badly needed, and also support for the parents and family to cope and care at home, which is 365, often with little sleep on a shift that never ends. Somebody else says it's not just special schools. There are special classes within mainstream schools, and we lack supports and resources too. And in mainstream schools, we do get forgotten about. We have the same challenges as Colette and Sophie have, as well as other special schools. I've been hit, punched, kicked, pushed, pulled, headbutted, charged at, scratched, etc. You name it. And one more for the moment. How many bus drivers, nurses or even librarians have been assaulted at work? And should we blame or sue the government for these? So says Andrew. In the same way that every town cannot have a hospital, every special needs student cannot have a private teacher to themselves. Harsh, but the question is where to draw the line. Harsh is probably the only sentiment in that entire text I would deal with. Yeah, I agree with. Anyway, there you go.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.